You heard in the bulletin there have been some dramatic developments in the investigation of the brutal attack on Kevin Lunny this morning. And for the latest, I'm joined by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, fill us in on what's been happening.
Well, a series of coordinated searches on both sides of the border and in the UK, Anya, began earlier this morning. The Gardaí searched five homes and businesses in Cavan. They searched another four in Dublin and they searched three in Longford. There were over 100 Gardaí from the local and national units involved. The Cavan-Monaghan region, regional support, Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, dog units and search teams. It was a major operation. In County Fermanagh, on the other side of the border, PSNI officers from the Criminal Investigation branch searched four homes and a business in the Derry Lynn area, while the UK police were also involved at the request of the PSNI. Derbyshire police also searched the premises there, and we heard mid-morning that a man who was the main suspect and was the target of the investigation collapsed and died at the scene during that search. Now, the Gardaí say the searches are part of the evidence gathering process in the investigation into the attack on Kevin Lunny. In relation to Dublin, my understanding is that we know, for example, one of the cars used in the attack was stolen in Dublin, and that the Gardaí have been searching a number of premises here in relation to the activities of criminals and the stolen car trade. In Longford, also a gang of criminals there under investigation, but also the main suspect has a house there in North Longford. In Derbyshire, that's where the main suspect fled once the investigation intensified, and believed he was in a safe house there before the Derbyshire police, acting on information from the PSNI and the Gardaí, raided that house this morning. And obviously the searches in Cavan and Derry Lynn related to both the abduction and the discovery of Mr. Lunny. Local suspects, local criminals in Cavan also involved, Gardaí believe, in the attack. And of course we know that Mr. Lunny was taken to a yard and severely attacked and effectively tortured in a horse box in Cavan. Now, also this morning as well, at around 12:30, there was an unexpected press conference from the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris and the Assistant Chief Constable of the PSNI, Mark Hamilton. Both of them announced a new initiative. It's the first time it's been done in this country, the establishment of a cross-border, in effect an international investigation team to investigate not just the attack on Kevin Lunny, but all the attacks on Quinn Industrial Holdings executives dating back to 2012. From the Garda's side of things, these attacks really began in 2015, but they stretch back to 2012 as far as the PSNI are concerned. Both police services will be cooperating fully, as well as the prosecution services. The legislation which enabled them to establish this unit was only passed this year, and we heard today at Garda headquarters both from the Assistant Chief Constable and the Garda Commissioner.
12 searches have been undertaken today, again to advance the investigation. All facets of this crime, and that includes motivation, is the subject of investigation, as I've said before. But also, I'd reiterate, these are well-resourced investigations. They are proceeding. They are making progress. At the same time, we've made commitment to the policing of County Cavan and to assure the people of County Cavan that the rule of law will prevail. And this is another example of this today.
And similarly for the people of Fermanagh, I would echo the Commissioner's comments. We've made a significant effort to try and make sure the people of Fermanagh feel safe during this period. And we're working very collaboratively on both sides of the border to do that.
The PSNI's Mark Hamilton there, and before that, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. Really some remarkable developments today then in all of this, Paul, with this setting up of this joint investigation team and this investigation of all attacks in relation to Quinn Industrial Holdings going back to 2012. Fill us in more on the backstory of the man who died today, the man identified by the authorities as the chief suspect in the attack on Kevin Lunny.
Yeah, the PSNI's Assistant Chief Constable Mark Hamilton confirming today that the man had passed away, and said it was now a matter for the Derbyshire Police, and that the Derbyshire Police had been acting on a request from the PSNI to carry out this search in the UK. We understand, or my understanding is, that this man actually went to the UK and believed he was in a safe house over there, that he was away from the escalation and the intensification of the investigation. station and got quite a shock when the officers from the Derbyshire Police raided the house this morning. He's in his mid-50s. He's originally from Derry Lynn in County Fermanagh, well known to the Gardaí, the PSNI and the police services on the continent. Originally a member of the Provisional IRA before becoming a dissident Republican and then effectively involved in organised crime for a number of years, and all sorts of organised crime, specifically the type that's connected with cross-border criminality, such as the transport and disposal of waste, the illegal transport and the illegal disposal of waste, the ATM raids, which again have become prevalent in recent years, cigarette and other type of smuggling, and also a number of violent assaults. The man has over 50 previous convictions, and he was caught by the Gardaí in Kerry, in County Kerry, a few years ago, and arrested in Listowel. And he was at that time he was wanted in Belgium. He had been arrested over there in relation to a scam whereby stolen plant machinery, heavy machinery such as cranes, was being stolen and been sold off. An investigation was carried out in the continent. He was arrested and he was questioned in Belgium, but he was given bail after he was charged. He absconded and came back to Ireland. The prosecution and the court case went ahead in his absence, and he received a 7-year jail sentence. On foot of that, the Gardaí arrested him in Kerry, questioned him in relation to an ATM raid which had taken place in County Kerry, and then he was extradited to Belgium, where he served, I believe, 3 years in prison before he came back to Ireland. He has been the focus again of intensive Garda and PSNI activity, specifically in relation to the attacks on the Quinn Industrial Holdings executives, and more recently in relation to the attack on Kevin Lunny. He's been seen as not really as the paymaster, which is what which a phrase has been used in recent days, more as the sort of the mastermind or the organizer of the attack, which is was effectively carried out by a criminal gang.
Paul, thank you very much.